91X News.
It's minus 6 degrees and sunny. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. A search and recovery crew is on the scene where a Trenton man is believed to have jumped from a bridge in Prince Edward County. An off-duty police officer discovered an empty vehicle at the top of the Norris Whitney Bridge last night. When she got out to investigate, she heard someone yelling from the water below and called 911. A search and rescue helicopter, an underwater search and recovery unit, and an ATV unit failed to locate the man at that time. The search got back underway this afternoon. Police say they'll search as long as they have to. Police were called to the scene of a single vehicle crash on the Shannonville Gravel near Casey Road Saturday night. Police say when they arrived, the male driver was staggering, slurring his words, and smelled of alcohol. 44-year-old Darren Rose of Shannonville was arrested and charged. He was released on a promise to appear in court this April. There are more potential problems with the Orange Air ambulance fleet. Tory Frank Cleese says the model of helicopter purchased by Orange has problems with tail rotors falling off. An airworthiness directive about the helicopters was issued in Europe last month. Health Minister Deb Matthews was unaware of the directive. The Crown Attorney in the Victoria Stafford trial says he'll put evidence before the jury that the girl died from multiple hammer blows to the head. Kevin Gowdy said in his opening statement today that the details about the case will be difficult for the jury to hear. 8-year-old Tori Stafford disappeared nearly 3 years ago on her way home from school in Woodstock. 31-year-old Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Canada is joining the U.S., Britain, and France and has closed its embassy in Damascus, Syria. The closure comes as Canada imposes another round of sanctions against Syria in a bid to force the Assad regime to stop killing civilian protesters. The new measures include a complete ban on the provision or acquisition of financial or other related services and an asset freeze on the central bank and 7 high-ranking ministers implicated in the violence. The Quebec government is downplaying concern about the safety of Montreal's Olympic Stadium. That's after an 8-by-12-meter slab of concrete collapsed inside the stadium parking lot. The government is stressing that the weekend collapse occurred at a parking lot hundreds of meters away from the stadium. David Hertel, who runs the Olympic Park, says there's no reason to be concerned about the massive stadium.
There was an independent report, inspection, made by an engineering firm called Dassault, which confirmed that the structure of the stadium is in good to very good condition. So there's nothing right now to indicate that the structure of the stadium is in jeopardy at all.
The new Major League Soccer team, the Impact, is scheduled to play its first games at Olympic Stadium until their adjacent stadium is revamped. The Impact's opener on March 17th is scheduled to go ahead as planned at the stadium. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Starting in the rink, the Belleville Bulls and the rest of the Ontario Hockey League have the night off, and so does the whole Junior A League, where quarterfinals are set to start tomorrow. But the finals are underway in Empire Junior B Hockey. Campbellford took Game 1, and Game 2 is tomorrow in Campbellford at 7:30. Hockey Canada has announced that Steve Yzerman will again be the Executive Director of Canada's men's national team for the 2014 Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. Stevie Y held the same position in Vancouver 2010 when Canada captured gold. From sticks to brooms, Jamie Coe of Yukon and Northwest Territories won his third Canadian men's curling championship today. His Yellowknife team defeated Scott Manners of Saskatchewan 9-5 to improve to 3-1. In the other early game, Ontario's Glenn Howard beat Quebec's Robert Desjardins 9-8 in an extra end to also get up to 3-1. Also, following a poor finish, Manitoba's skip Jeff Stoughton has fired his long-term lead man, Steve Gould. The Toronto Raptors will be hoping for some of Orlando's magic to rub off on them when they take them on tonight. The Raps look to continue their strong defensive play after a win in Golden State yesterday. It's one of 9 games on hand this evening. News out of spring training, the San Diego Padres and Seattle Mariners have agreed to a 20-year lease extension with the city of Peoria, Arizona. The deal will keep both teams in Arizona and in the Cactus League during spring training in the Phoenix suburbs through 2034. The agreement calls for the city to invest in $48 million U.S. in both clubs' training facilities and their shared stadium. Remember, to send us your team or league scores by email to sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x weather.
Today mainly sunny with a UV index of 3 or moderate, the high of minus 4. Tonight clear, wind becoming light early this evening with a low of minus 13. And Tuesday increasing cloudiness early in the morning with a high of plus 2. Right now it's minus 6 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.